Hello, what is up? How are you today? I hope you're doing wonderful. I have good and exciting news. Today's episode is the very first episode with a guest. We have my best friend Casey here with us today, and she is going to talk to us about some creepy shit that has happened in national parks, because guess what? She loves to hike. So we today are going to talk a little bit about Casey's time hiking. She hiked the Appalachian Trail, so we're going to talk about that and some weird shit that she had gone through and encountered. And then we're also going to talk about two pretty famous missing persons cases that happened in national parks and the weird phenomenon all around them. But before we get there, I just want to say to, you know, follow the podcast on social media at Truly High Crime on Instagram and Twitter. And just freaking subscribe, leave me a rating, leave me a review. If you like hearing me, then tell me, and if you don't, then tell me why. But other than that, I'm just gonna shut up, and I want to talk about national parks. So I want to talk about all the crazy shit that happens in the national parks with somebody who spends a lot of their time parking. Nope. I want to talk about all the crazy shit that happens with somebody who spends a lot of their time hiking in national parks. Hi, Casey.
Hello.
My friend Casey. She is my best friend, and she has, how long have we been friends? Since probably
five
or 6 years old.
So 16 years.
16 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time. She went hiking. You hiked the Appalachian Trail. I remember when you texted me when we were at the end of high school and you were like, I'm not going to school, I'm gonna hike. Why'd you do that?
Well, because I had saved up a lot of money and I did not know what I wanted to go to school for, so I wasn't going to put the money towards school and then kind of feel like I was wasting my money, so I figured I would do it towards something that many people don't do, I guess. So that's what I chose to do. And it only put me back like a year. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't that bad, because most people change their major anyways and get put back a year. So
me.
Exactly. Yeah. So it helped me figure out what I wanted to do. Therefore, I won't be changing my major. Mm-hmm. Plus, we went to college and high school. So, therefore, yeah, I was already a year ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So, it didn't really do much to me anyways.
It was barely even a gap year.
Yeah.
Where did your hike start?
It started at Spring Mountain in Georgia.
Sounds pretty.
Yeah. It's at about the bottom-ish of the Appalachian Mountains.
Okay.
The biggest town, like, Atlanta's 2 hours away.
Okay. Okay.
For reference, two hours north, I believe.
Okay.
So.
And then where did your hike end?
I stopped hiking in Glasgow, Virginia, which was about 800-ish miles
Jesus
in.
Jesus Christ.
Roughly. And then I came home.
800 miles walking. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to, what was I going to say? And you want to work in parks.
Yes, so, probably.
Yeah, so like right now you study like environmental science and yes. shit like that, and you want to end up working in national parks.
Yes, at least at some point in my life.
Yeah, that'd be fucking cool.
I don't know if I want to do it forever, but
I don't know if I want to do anything forever.
Exactly.
Yeah, so kind of like Leslie Knope, you could be like...
I could be Leslie
You
Knope.
Could be Leslie Knope.
Yeah.
Except maybe not like working in Washington, being part of the parks. You could,
yeah.
You could be in there.
Right.
All up in that bitch and learning about it. Did any crazy things happen to you while you were hiking? Like, did you go through any traumatic experiences? Was there anything just absolutely wild?
So, I wouldn't call it a traumatic experience, but this did happen directly to me. So, a lot of hitchhiking goes on around there because that's the only way to get to town to get the shit you need. So, can I say shit?
Yeah, you can say whatever.
Okay.
You can say anything.
So, I got this hitch from this guy in a pickup truck,
mm-hmm.
and he was with his girlfriend, and, you know, it sounds sketchy because I was, I was like 19 at the time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you just don't really, you're just not really supposed to do that. But I did. And so I got in the back of the car, the truck, and they drove me to the store and I got my shit and then, like, my food and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And then took me to Taco Bell. And then I was like, all right, you know, I'm ready to go back. They were going to take me back when they picked me up. I was going to keep going for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, we got a place to take it. And I'm like, okay, I guess. Like, I didn't have a choice at that point. I was already in the car. I don't think my mom's heard the story, so hopefully she doesn't listen to this. But they were like giving me this weed, but it was all mixed with tobacco, and because people do that, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
And then they took me to like this little park, like it was more of a state park area, and it had like this big kind of creek looking place, big rocks. It was very pretty. And we hung out there for like way too long, like I mean hours, and I was ready to be back at like 2 o'clock, and at this point it's 4, and I'm like, okay, we have to go. I need
what state were you in?
I think that was in Tennessee, maybe.
Okay,
so that was weird. I finally made it, though, after I begged them. I thought I was going to have to spend the night with them. Like, I don't know. I forget what their names were, but they were just whack. Like, drinking, like, plastic bottle vodka kind of stuff. Like, I was nuts. The girl was like, she like, got stuck on the rocks. And then since she was so drunk from this plastic bottle vodka, she, like, couldn't get off this rock in the middle of the stream. And it was just so weird. But yeah, that happened, and then
do you think they were like on
something? Oh, they had to have been on drugs.
Like, do you think that's something they probably do often, like pick up hitchhikers?
I know, but they also said they called themselves travelers.
Oh, so okay, whatever that means.
Yeah, and they kind of got in a fight. I like noticed them fighting in the cab of the truck, and you might have to edit this part out too. But she gave me a Klonopin. And I was like, no, I do not want this. And she's like, no, they're so great. And I'm like, no, I literally do not want this. And she snuck it in my bag.
Oh.
Yeah. I, like, had gotten back to the trail that night, and I was, like, getting my stuff ready to go to sleep. And I, like, find this pill. So I Googled it, and that's what it was.
I'm glad she didn't drug you.
Yeah, I know. I then got really scared.
Yeah.
Maybe she did. That's when it'll hit.
Yeah. But,
yeah, so that was that. And then this didn't happen directly to me, but there was a homeless man that was on the trail, which is not that common of a thing. Plus, they stick out because, yes, hikers are homeless, but it's high-class homeless in a way. You know, we have expensive tents and backpacks and stuff, so when there are homeless people, they obviously stick out. And this guy had a dog with him, too, and he, I guess, like, had this big machete knife, and it was just, like, a really weird concept. They were a few, like, I would say about 100 miles ahead of me when this happened. And then at one point, he, like
a machete? Like,
yeah. There was accounts of him harassing, like, women, and then, like, just, like, harassing other people, and at one point threatening to eat his dog and kill his dog because nobody was giving them their food, which, mind you, there's no extra food to really go around.
Yeah, like, you take what you need, and right. That's it. Like,
so,
yeah.
It was just, like,
that's scary.
Yeah.
And he had a machete, so you're like, I need my food, but also you have a machete, so what right. am I supposed to do here?
Yeah. And I guess there was, like, also, so, like, but the cops couldn't really do anything because there was no, like, official evidence, you know?
Yeah.
Which, okay, but you can...
Cops can never do anything ever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there was also, like, I guess he was pooping and, like, in shelters and stuff, and... Like, that's, you just don't do that.
You don't.
So, then at one point, he, like, had come into a campsite. I don't know the whole story, but you can look it up. He had slashed through this one woman's tent, and she got away. They were all sleeping. It was nighttime. He slashed through this woman's tent, and she got away, but he did cut her or stab her or something, like, pretty bad. But so she managed to run away and,
bad bitch.
Yeah. But mind you, this is kind of going to lead into where we're going. It's in the middle of the woods at nighttime. It was 2 a.m. She was disoriented. I mean, she had just gotten, you know, whacked with a machete.
Yeah.
She was barefoot. The Appalachian Mountains are no freaking joke. They're the oldest and roughest mountains in like the world.
Yeah.
So,
You're so smart. God, like, tell me more.
Thank you.
Genius.
Wow. So it was, that happened. And then he also managed to kill another guy.
He killed somebody.
Yeah. He like went off, and I don't know if he went through his tent when he was sleeping or if this guy also was like trying to run away.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, he killed him. And then finally he got arrested. I think he's either still in jail awaiting trial, but the last I heard, he was going to be, what is it, like, ruled not
like not sane for trial.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so, hopefully that means he doesn't go to jail and he goes to, like, some sort of mental facility.
Right.
Hopefully. But I don't have hope for that.
So, that was the other thing that happened. But other than that, no, that was all that I had heard of that year.
Did you meet any creepy people?
Yeah, there was a few other creepy hikers sometimes. But, oh, there was this one guy who, he was really weird. We were in the Smoky Mountains, and the Smoky Mountains are, like, terrible weather. It switches in a second.
Yeah, that's
like
what we're going to talk about
today. Yeah. And it was this snowstorm, and, I mean, like, 10 degrees. It was terrible. It was, like, 11 p.m., and he's like, oh, I'm going out. And he, like, gets up, packs his shit, and starts hiking. He, like, turns on this giant headlamp, and we're like, what the fuck is going on? I was like, my jaw dropped. I was like, the hell, like, woke us all up. It was insane. And then I, like, periodically ran back into him throughout the time. He, at one point, like, as we, the further we hiked, the weirder he got.
Mm-hmm.
It's
how it goes with men.
Yeah. So that happened in the Smoky Mountains. And then after the Smoky Mountains is Hot Springs, North Carolina. And Hot Springs is the kind of place where hikers should have to pay rent. That's how long they stay for some reason. I was there for 4 days, mainly because I had norovirus for 1.5 days.
Yeah.
And then norovirus is very contagious. So therefore, my friend had norovirus for 1.5 days. Oof. And then, so yeah, I was there for a total of 4 days. Also camped out, there's a river there, so I slept by the river.
Nice.
This guy also happened to sleep by the river, and he had a tarp, and which tarp camping is common in backpacking, but it's, again, fancy ultralight tarps. Mm-hmm. Not, but this one was one of those blue construction tarps. So, again, really weird, but
I'm just thinking of those, like, slip and slides you would make with tarps.
Yeah, exactly. And he was like, does anybody want a tattoo? I was like, are you kidding me? No, I don't want a tattoo. Been like,
yeah.
Mind you, how dirty we all are. And then he was like, I was like, wait a minute. I just have a question. What are you, like, how are you going to tattoo us? There's no electricity. Like, you don't have a tattoo gun. What are you going to do? He fucking whips out this pen and safety pin. And I'm like, oh my God. You're going to give me a tattoo. Absolutely not.
That's terrifying.
So that was the last I heard of him.
But, that's terrifying.
Yeah. And then I have gotten a few hitches that were a little weird too.
Did you hitchhike a lot?
Yeah. Most of the time, that's how you get into town.
That's crazy.
You can't just walk in. So
I don't have the balls for that. I just think I know too much about true crime. I think I've just heard too many things.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck no.
Yeah. It's common, but a lot of people also just pick you up. It's weird.
Yeah.
Me being a female, young, cute, it really helped.
Yeah.
Most of the time,
that'd be scarier.
Yeah. Most of the time, I was with, like, friends of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
I at least was always at least with one guy. I met one of my best friends. He's a 6-year-old man.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I was normally always with him. So that helped because then
mm-hmm.
he was able to get a ride because he was with a girl and I wasn't
right.
so prone to
and
dying.
Like, he's a 60-year-old man. Like,
right.
Yeah, nobody's going to hurt a 60-year-old
yeah.
man.
So that was cool. But no, other than that, it's not that scary, but you did get a few weird ones. I got one guy who was like, I just love guns. I'm like, ugh.
Scares me to hear from anybody.
Yeah. And then I, like, the inside of his truck was camo for some reason. Not just the seat covers, which were also camo, but, like, I kid you not, floor mats were camo, like, steering wheel cover camo.
Dash?
Dashboard camo. What's, like, the paneling in the doors camo.
Oh, my God.
And
you probably couldn't see shit.
Yeah. It was so weird.
That's so odd. People are weird.
That I sat in the back seat because my friend sat up front, and the back seat was littered with Polar Pop cups. It was so odd. And mind you, this guy loves guns. So I'm like, are some guns stashed in these damn Polar Pop cups? Like, I mean, littered. Like,
so scary.
Probably 100. I mean, from floor to the seat, it was full of Polar Pop cups.
I don't know what's so daunting about that. Like, that just tells you a lot about his character.
Exactly.
How long has that taken to build up? Like, yeah. Is that like a 2-month thing, or do you think it's been years?
Right.
Like, does he have a Polar Pop every single day?
Does it, and like, he could have multiple, but you know, they were all like the super giant ones.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Oh, that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear of any like people going missing or anything like that? Like,
no, but I can understand how it's easy.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's any secret, but you have to go to the bathroom anywhere in the woods. So a lot of the time, you know, you don't take your pack with you. You leave it at the trail and you take your trowel to dig the hole in your toilet paper.
You're speaking another language.
Yeah.
Not a camper, but sure.
Yeah. And so you're supposed to go 200 feet off the trail.
To go poop?
Yeah.
Okay.
100 to go pee normally. Not by a water source.
Love these rules.
Yeah. Not by a water source and not by like a campsite or anything.
Makes sense.
You're kind of in the middle of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So I could understand how it's very easy to do.
Yeah, like just walking off the path.
Yeah, and
yeah.
There were many times where I, it would be like morning time and you're just out of it. It's like, you know, it's like, you kind of start waking up at a different time. You wake up at 5 normally.
Yeah.
So it's sun. Like kind of bright, not really light out at all.
Mm-hmm.
You have your headlamp on and it's so easy to go the wrong way. And I did it so many times where I would honest to God walk like a quarter of a mile to one time I walked 2 miles the same way I had gone the previous day. So I was like, yeah, understandable. And then you go off trail to also...
Albert, don't.
Like, hang your food and get your food off the tree and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So...
What does that mean?
You have to hang your food from the bears and, like, animals and stuff.
It's crazy.
Especially in the beginning when you first start hiking. You're just so new to the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you just don't understand it. And, yeah.
You don't want to lose your food source. That
right.
would suck. It could be easy for hikers to go missing and they know what they're talking about. So it could be a lot easier for like kids to go missing when they have no fucking idea like what they're doing or like where they are or what's going on. Like they're mm-hmm. just kids, especially because they're so tiny to find. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But first, we're going to take a quick smoke break. Okay, so we just watched a TikTok that went around like, I don't know, like a month or two ago. It was by, I think it was coincidence.theorist. I'm going to link it. But it's this girl who pretty much, like, she says that there are feral people living in the mountains. I think she said she lives in the Great Smoky Mountains. And that they like snatch children and that the FBI and local government all knows about it, but nobody does anything and yada, yada, yada. I don't think I believe this. When you were like on the trail, did you hear about like anything like this, like feral people? Was there any talk of that or like even like different breeds of people or different like Bigfoot or anything like that?
No, not really. Sometimes, okay, so you get to talking just because that's all you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, at nighttime, like, yeah, people talk about, like, what if there's people around here, which it seems possible.
Yeah.
And if you're living in the moment, you don't want to think that it is, but...
Yeah.
I can't so speak... So, the Appalachian Trail is actually quite busy, in the Great Smoky Mountains, it's pretty dense.
Yeah.
But therefore, the Great Smoky Mountains is also the most visited national park in...
Facts.
Yeah. With, like, millions of visitors a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, it's very well-maintained, but yet very busy.
Yeah.
But there are parts where, in the Appalachian Trail, where it's kind of deep in there, and mm-hmm. it's dark and scary.
Yeah.
The weather's whack. It'll be, like, 10 degrees and snowing, and then I got down out of the Smoky Mountains and it was 70 degrees and like sunny.
Yeah.
So it was really weird, but yeah.
I just think feral, like the idea, like I definitely think there's things like deep in the wilderness and like deep in the world that we just haven't, like we just haven't found yet.
For sure.
Like I think there's things in the world like Bigfoot, like Bigfoot's there. Like we just haven't, like, I just think, and not even maybe if it's not like the Bigfoot that we've thought that it is.
Oh yeah. But
just
I don't even, think it has to be.
Yeah. But just like different creatures that we just haven't discovered yet. I think that's just really cool to think about, but I don't know. I don't think they're harmful. I feel like if they were, we would know more. I feel like if anything, it would be like the government knows about them and wants to kill them because the government's like, no, I control this, not you.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that they would eat children because of men. I think that, I mean, if it's the stereotypical Bigfoot, it would be giant. Therefore, stealing a kid would be very noticeable.
And I don't think they'd be cannibalistic either because there's so much wilderness out there. There's a lot to live off of. You don't need to eat up. Like, you don't need to survive.
And is it really considered cannibalism if it's, like, a Bigfoot?
Yeah. And, like, cannibalism in every, like, whenever cannibalism happens, it's, like, a last resort thing. Like, it's never something that they do. Like,
but it's also in almost every species.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Fair point there. So, I mean, would it really be that weird if a deep wilderness species... Right. Why is cannibalizing? That's not our business.
No.
It's
like,
up to them.
Like we talked about this earlier, like there's the indigenous people in...
Exactly.
Like where? Like the rainforest.
Yeah. And like even living in like the Appalachian Trail, like living in the mountains and stuff, like there's indigenous tribes that like aren't really touched by society and like might have a like different language, might not speak English. And like a lot of the like claims are that they like yell late at night and like you can hear like... They're chanting and stuff. Like, it could be a native or a indigenous tribe.
Yeah.
Like, why? I guess I understand why our brains immediately go to, like, this is something scary. I'm scared. Like, what's going on? But it's also, like, maybe it's just, like, people who were here before us doing what they're supposed
and
to do.
And, again, that's, like, prime, like, Appalachia people.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think a lot of people know about.
Mm-hmm.
How it's, like, yes, they're still humans. Like, they're still Americans. But they're, like...
Detached.
Yes.
Yeah, from society.
Very detached. Mm-hmm. And it's...
There's got to be some sort of, like, maybe even, like, deeply, maybe, like, inbred from, like, generations and generations ago.
Yeah.
And then just, they just kind of maybe live in the woods. But I don't think they're harmful.
No.
I just don't think... There's this other Reddit thread that is, like, somebody who claims that they live, like, in the Smoky Mountains and says that, like, all the local people know about it. But I feel like if that were true, more people would talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, if all the locals actually did know about it, then I feel like everybody would know about it. Because it's something that, like, when you watch the TikTok, it's like, oh, yeah, this is interesting. Like, I want to believe this. Like, I want to think that there's something, like, crazy, wild, like, harmful going on. Like, because that's just what your brain thinks. Like, I want it to be the worst thing or, like, the craziest thing. But I really don't think it's anything to
worry
about.
And again, it's so busy around there that I don't think... It wouldn't go so unnoticed.
Yeah.
Because it's so visited.
Yeah.
The Appalachian Trail is so busy through there that you need reservations and permits and...
Yeah. There are, though, a lot of cases of people that... It's like, where are they?
Yeah.
Like, that... It's just, like, what happened to them and, like, there's no trace. Like, they go missing and maybe they just wandered off, but how come none of them has been found? No trace of them has been found. The most popular one is Dennis Martin, who was 6 years old and in the Smoky Mountains in June of 1969. So, long time ago. Like, it's been a while. Mm-hmm. And every year, all of the men in his family, so, like, him, his dad... He was only six, so, like, he's not a man. But, like, all of the, you know, like, the men, right. men in the 60s in the family would go on, like, a hiking trip for Father's Day. So, it was, like, burpee today. It was, like, a cute, like, little family thing. So, it was, like, him, his dad, his brothers, and then, like, some other family friends. And then they also had, like, people that they knew at the campground that they were friends with. They went every year. And this year, so it was June 14th. Yeah, June 14th, 1969, and Dennis and his brother were like, we're going to go play with the other campers and go have fun. And they were, like, playing a, like, prank on the dads, and, like, the dads were watching them do it. And, like, it was one of those things where the kids were like, ooh, we're going to scare them and be terrifying. But the dads, like, knew exactly what was going on and then just pretended to be scared. But when the kids came out of the bushes, everybody was there except for, what's his name? Dennis. Everybody was there except for Dennis. And so Dennis's dad was like... Where is he? Like, what happened? And he, like, immediately got nervous. I mean, I honestly, like, I remember being, like, a kid in the backyard, like, being 6 years old, like, being Dennis's age and, like, making the wrong turn and then being like, fuck, where am I?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm sure I use that exact dialect. Like, where am I? Because you just, I'm like, you just everything looks the same. Like, there's nothing to, when you're, especially when you're that young, there's nothing to, like, signal a way back home.
Or, yeah, like, and you don't understand how to, like, navigate any sort of the woods.
Right. Like,
I think it's a very vital mistake that anybody doesn't, that's going anywhere, doesn't know how to at least find out some survival instincts in the woods. Like, there are things that you should just know.
Yeah.
Especially if you're gonna just be a tourist going deep into these woods.
Yeah, see, I feel like I'm never gonna have that issue because I would never put myself in the situation. But if I were ever going to go hiking or camping, I would probably spend the whole week for, like, before, like, learning how to use, like, a map and not, so, like, a digital map.
That you would.
Like, I would fucking research it. Right. Like, because I know how easy it would be to get lost. Like this motherfucking 6-year-old kid did. So his dad ran and, like, was yelling his name. He ran 2 miles and didn't see anything of him. Like, looked all around, was yelling his name, and there was no response. There was nothing. And so the police got involved, and 1,400 people all searched for him. So it was the National Guard, and then they brought in, well, it started with the National Park Service, and then they brought in the National Guard, and then the FBI came in, and then they brought in, like, Green Berets, which are, like, Army people.
Oh.
Like, you know, like, they have the name Green, like, I don't know shit about this, but, like, they have the name Green Berets because they wear Green Berets. Like you picture that, like, yeah, like that army looking guy, like, that's like what they were. And there was 13,420, good number, man hours put into it, and 200 hours of helicopter search, and they found nothing. Like, there was absolutely no trace of him. There was no clothes. There was no, like, shoes. There was nothing. But everybody that was there was like, this is a weird search because it doesn't seem like the FBI is working with the National Park Service. It feels like the Green Berets are working on one mission, and the FBI is doing their own, and the National Park Service is doing their own, and their local police are doing their own, but they're not working together. Like, it seemed like they were all trying to get to something first rather than, like, actually solve the case. And it was also weird that the FBI got involved because usually the FBI only, like, will come in to something if they think it's a crime. So, like, a kid who walks away from a campsite isn't a crime. So the fact that the FBI was called in so soon was like,
right, especially over just one person. Like, it's never, like, it's normally, you know, serial.
Yeah. Accounts. So it was kind of like, what do you guys know that we don't know?
Right.
And the parents weren't ever told shit. Nobody told the parents anything. It was also, though, really rainy, so that washes away
evidence.
Yeah,
that's a big bad weather up in the Smoky Mountains.
Yeah, and it's always very back and forth, and so it just washes away evidence, washes away any, like, trace of his scent or anything like that. But still, the evidence, if his clothes were out or if his body was out, it would go somewhere, and then you'd eventually find it, you would think.
Yeah.
The search actually was super duper criticized because they were like, you had way too many people on this right away and it just got tampered with. Like, we could have seen a lot of other things if you wouldn't have had so many people just walking over the crime scene. There was a shoe print that they found that was the shoe that Dennis was wearing when he went missing, and then the other foot was barefoot. And when they first found it, the cops were like, that was probably one of the Boy Scouts that were searching. Like, it's probably nothing, just leave it. But then they later found out that it was the kind of shoe that Dennis was wearing, and they were like, fuck, we really missed that opportunity because now we can't go back and test the prints. We can't go back and try to figure out, like, where he was, because we just stomped all over that crime scene. Like, if he was there, we lost any trace of him.
Right.
So they got, like, a lot of shit. Like, and the Dennis's family was, like, pissed. Like, Dennis's family wasn't in the loop for anything at all. So, okay, there were big animals in the area, so a lot of people were like, he probably just got eaten or, like, attacked by an animal and, like, taken by the animal and, like, is just really displaced and, like, we're not looking in the right area and we'll never know where to look.
Yeah.
But they don't think so because there's no bloody scene or anything like that.
And another part is they're only big animals. I mean, it might be different since it was, what, 1969?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, it might have been a little bit more wild back then. Mm-hmm. But there's only a lot of black bears. And, yes, they come up to humans nowadays, mainly due to humans over, like,
trying to get close with them. Yeah.
But black bears are not vicious bears, despite what people want to believe.
Exactly.
They eat rabbits, mm-hmm. they eat berries. I mean, it's a bear that lives off of berries.
Exactly. Like, that's the thing. The only thing is this summer there was a drought, and so there wasn't a lot of food. And like 3 days okay. before Dennis went missing, a bear had gone into a trap for, I can't remember what they put in the trap, but it was something that bears don't usually eat. Mm-hmm. And the bear like went into the trap. So it was weird because like, it's not something that they typically eat. So it kind of showed that the bear might've been hungry mm-hmm. and then might've been more susceptible to eating Dennis. I feel like that's a reach because even still, he's a kid.
He's big.
Yeah. Six.
Black bears aren't that big.
No, like they're not grizzly bears. Like black bears, like, right. I mean, they're big, especially to a 6-year old, but it's not big enough to eat an entire child or grab one and take it, leave nothing behind.
And I don't think that it would eat shoes. Well, I mean, his one might have been missing, but.
But still.
Yeah. Like, the shoes, the pants, mm-hmm. you know.
It could have been anywhere, but there was, and here's the twist. There was a family. They were the Keys. Their last name was the Keys, and they held the key to the case. Okay, so they were three people. It was a dad, a mom, and then their kid. And they were hiking, and they were like on a riverbank, like 2 or 3 miles from where Dennis went missing. This was the day before Dennis went missing. And they didn't even know that Dennis's family was there. They had no correlation. They had, like, nothing going on. But they all were going fishing. And across the river, like, the little, like, stream, they saw what they called a furry and shaggy man. And they said it was carrying something that was red. And Dennis was wearing a red shirt.
Yeah.
But it was the day before Dennis went missing. So there's that. And also, this family didn't come forward until 3 days after Dennis went missing, when they had gotten home from their trip and then heard that a little boy had gone missing. Mm. So what a lot of people, like, there's two ways that we could look at this. And what a lot of people look at it is that, like, this family saw Bigfoot or saw something taking Dennis away. Because they couldn't actually exactly remember the timeline. He thought it was the day before, but he wasn't 100% certain. Like, he couldn't give an exact date. Yeah. So, like, people hold on to that, and people think, like, he was carrying, like, they saw something carrying Dennis away, and then they went to the police about it when they heard that a kid had gone missing and, like, did the right thing, you know, like, came forward with, like, how you're supposed to. But then the other people say, like, he could have just been talking. Like, he just could have been like, ooh, this kid went missing, and you right. know, like,
let's
it could have
a story.
Yeah, like, it could have been anything, and it sucks that you even have to consider that. Like, it yeah. sucks that people are even like that, but you do have to consider it. But Dennis's family believes it. Dennis's family actually didn't even find out about that until they were reading about it in the newspaper. They didn't find out that there had been any other evidence or anything. And the thing that was weird about that whole claim was that the police didn't investigate it. The police, so the Keys family called the police and was like, hey, I think I saw this. Like, let me come down and I'll show you where I saw it. And the police were like, no, 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 don't worry. We'll come to you. And that was really weird because yeah. you would think they would want the family to go do exactly and be like, that's where I saw it, you know,
right.
because it's a lead. Like, when you get any kind of lead, when there's a missing kid, you're going to follow it. Even yeah. if it's somebody who you're like, you're crazy, you're not seeing Bigfoot, like, you still follow it. Like, because it's something. So that part was weird, and that tripped the family up. And the family was like, they didn't even tell us that that was a thing until we saw it in the newspaper and called and asked. So that they didn't trust. They just were generally like pissed at the whole investigation. They were like, we feel like it all got trampled over. And like, this is one of the most famous missing children's cases, and we still don't have an answer. Like, we have nothing when we had all these people working on it. And like, there's no trace of him at all anywhere.
You said that there was, what, like 20 hours of helicopter time or something like
200.
That? 200. Okay, 200.
Let me double check, because I'm pretty sure it was 200. Yeah, 200 helicopter search.
So, yes, that's obviously very helpful, but the Smoky Mountains is very dense.
Yeah,
very, exactly. Very, very dense. And to have a... And the trees are not just, like, it's not just dense, but they're very tall.
Mm-hmm. So a 6-year-old body.
Yeah, and it was in June.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, yeah, the... Trees were in full swing, like, I mean,
yeah,
the branches weren't bare.
Right. Like, I feel like a kid could go missing and you could not find him.
Mm-hmm.
I do think not finding any trace is weird.
Odd, yeah.
Yeah, like, I do see, like, why people get stuck on that. I do also think, though, that it would be possible for an animal to to pick him up and take him far away. Like, to take him just off a path.
Animals have dens.
Exactly. Just somewhere that's hidden underground or in, like, a rock or a tree or something that just is never going to be searched because we would never think to do it because animals are smarter than us.
Especially if he had just been gone for, say, the night and fell asleep.
Yeah.
And then was dragged away.
Yeah. And that's the other thing is it wasn't cold outside. Mm-hmm. So, like, he could have survived outside, like, for a little while. I think a lot of people thought he got kidnapped for a while. Like, a lot of people thought that because the FBI went in and stuff like that so quick that he had to have been kidnapped or, like, just snatched up immediately. And a lot of people think it was by a feral person living in the woods. And, like, that's what that TikTok said. I hate TikTok. I feel like an old person every time I say TikTok.
Because yeah, and it's weird. It's a reliable source of information.
I don't know if it's reliable.
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, I don't know if it's reliable. But that's what, like, the whole conspiracy is. Like, Dennis Martin is the main conspiracy that, like, he was taken by feral people in the woods. But if that's true, where is he? Where'd they take him? Like, a lot of people just think there's something weird about the search. Another thing that was odd, though, is that police dogs refused to search. They brought in dogs, but they would just, like, sit down and whimper, and they would not go into the woods. So that's also another thing that set conspiracy theorists off, because, like dogs, everybody thinks they have some sort of intuition. Mm-hmm. And it's like, maybe they do, but maybe they just didn't want to. Like, they're dogs. I feel the way about dogs the same I do about polygraphs. Like, polygraphs, lie detector tests, they don't hold up in court. And you can't, like, if you have anxiety, you're not going to pass a lie detector test.
Right.
Dogs can just choose to not do something.
Yeah, but I think that they understand that they have a job. I know that sounds stupid, but
I think you're right to, like, a degree. But then I also think that they're just dogs. Like, dogs are just going to be dogs.
But also, how would they have not found a feral human establishment?
Yeah, like, where do they go if you think
there's got to be something?
People also think they're underground. People think they live underground.
Like, underground or not, it's not really like the show Lost.
People also thought that the Green Berets were brought in to kill the feral people. Like, the Green Berets, apparently there's a big rumor on Reddit that the Green Berets came in and they killed a bunch of the feral people, including the one that killed Dennis, that got Dennis. Like, there's apparently, like, secret government files that confirm all of this about how the government and the Green Berets went in and they killed a bunch of feral people and they tried to kill them all, but they didn't get them all, but they got a lot of them. And it's like, it's just one of those things. It's like, I could totally, like, I see what you're saying. Like, I see what you're saying. I just don't believe it.
Yeah, because then how was that not found?
Yeah. And, like, why is it not, like, more, I don't know.
The guns would have been heard. I mean, unless they were stabbed or whatever.
Yeah. And the other thing is there was, like, pictures of the Green Berets and they didn't have big guns. They had, like, guns on their, like, their sides. But if they're, like, feral people, like, we're going to
put up a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, why are we going to kill them? Why can't we just let them? I mean, I guess that they're snatching kids, but I don't think they're snatching kids. Why don't we just try to have a conversation and be like, hey, can you stop? Those are for us. Kids,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, you have to have a different food source. I just think we should talk to them, at least. Did you ever watch Criminal Minds?
Yes.
Have you ever seen the episode where there's, like, a person who hunts people?
Yeah.
Like, they release people into the woods, they kidnap them, and then hunt them. There's also a book, like, The World's Most Dangerous Game or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think we read it in high school. Yeah. A lot of people think that might have happened. Like, he might have gotten just, like, snatched up by somebody in the woods, like, while they were playing their game, and then, like, put into, like, some weird hunting ground type thing. I don't know. I feel like that's just people trying to, like, write stories. Like, I feel like that's just somebody, like, logging on to Reddit.com and being like, I think this is what happened.
Yeah.
Like, clickety, clickety, click. This is what happened, and I'm completely right. And people are going to grab onto this. And people do grab onto it. And so I guess it works.
Kidnap might be, like, a good guess. Like, I think that's a pretty good assumption. But also, it was, like, what, a random person hiking in the woods? Like, you know, these people were hiking to camp. Like, mm-hmm. They were backpacking, so.
And it was a very open area, too.
Yeah.
Like, it was a campground. Like, it wasn't like they were in the middle of nowhere, like, just doing nothing. Like, it was an open area. Like, you would have seen. Like, the parents were watching. And the part that also trips people up is that, like, the dad says, like, I never took my eyes away. Like, I kept my eyes on them the whole time. Even just looking, like, drinking your water, taking a sip of your beer. Like, you close your eyes for a second, the kid turns around, walks the other way, you don't see him anymore. Like, It's that kids easy. Are dumb. And it's not your fault either. Like, I feel like right. his parents are like, no, I swear I didn't do anything wrong. It's like, you were camping. Like, it's okay if you were having a good time and not watching your kids for and every like, second.
They obviously didn't have phones.
Mm-hmm. Like, 1969, baby.
Yeah.
Nothing's happened in Dennis's case. Like, there's still not been any trace of him. I don't know if it's still open, but, like, it's still one of those things that, like, every, like, 10-year anniversary, I think they, like, relook at it and they do, like, a... What happened to him? And
are his parents even alive?
They were interviewed in, I want to say, 2016. Uh-huh. Maybe it was a little earlier than that, but I think it was 2016. And it was in the one of the Missing 411 books by David Plotnick. And a lot of people don't like him because he's kind of, like, people think he's either, like, a god or a whack job, like... So there's really not an in-between. I think he's a fine guy. I think he has fine ideas because he doesn't try to push them onto you. He's like a more conspiracy, like Bigfoot, mm-hmm. aliens kind of thing. And it's like, if that's what he wants to believe and that's what he wants to investigate, go for him. But yeah, his parents, I think one of them is dead and one of them is still alive. Or maybe they're both dead at this point. I don't know.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So I have no idea. But... Before we get into the next case that we're going to talk about, a missing kid, we're going to take another quick smoke break. I'm not sure what you guys are smoking, but I love chillaxing and smoking some CBD. And I also love buying new things to smoke my CBD from. The issue is that nice glass is expensive, and I am a picky bitch, like I'm sure you are too. But the good news is I am partnering with an online shop called I Sell Glass to get you 20% off your purchase. Get yourself something new. You freaking deserve it. Go to isellglass.shop and use the offer code TRULYHIGHCRIME for 20% off your purchase. That is isellglass.shop and use the offer code TRULYHIGHCRIME at checkout for 20% off of your purchase. Of course, you have to be at least 18 and of legal age to smoke in your area, and these pieces are for legal substances only. So, if you're looking for something new or even just a little gift, make sure you go to isellglass.shop and use the offer code TRULYHIGHCRIME for 20% off your entire purchase.
We are back and ready to attack.
We're back and we're better than ever. Casey has a story for us. It's story time.
Yeah, so on top of this whole Dennis case, not too long ago, a few years ago, a woman from Cincinnati, we live in Ohio too, so
this Quinky is dink.
quite relevant. She went missing in the Smokies also. Her name was Susan. She was hiking with her daughter that day, and the two had separated, and she was never to be seen.
They just never found her. Mm-mm. Nothing.
I don't think so. And this was around Clingman's Dome, which is the highest point mm-hmm. on the Appalachian Trails and in the Smoky Mountains. So very popular place. I mean, it's littered with people.
Yeah.
And that's right also where the 200-mile mark is on the Appalachian Trail. So, like, kind of a big thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a drive-up parking lot to
when
it.
When was this?
2015, 16, okay. 17. Somewhere around there. Yeah. And
ancient relics.
Ancient relics, just like your car. And she was never to be seen around the most popular place in the entire park.
And like no trace of her.
No.
No evidence. That's the part that trips me up is like, where?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they? And that's where like UFO stuff gets involved too, because like, especially grown women. Kids, I get. Kids are more difficult to find.
Yeah.
Grown people... I remember having like a demented thought the first time I ever went to the Grand Canyon, and I was like, how many dead people are at the bottom of this?
Oh, I think like
every time I'm swimming.
I think a lot of people die every year at the Grand Canyon.
No, when we were there, I Googled it because I was like, there's got to be a lot of dead people. Yeah. And there are. There's a lot of dead missing people that like in the Grand Canyon National Park, like that either are hiking and go past points and just fall.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's nobody goes down because it's where it's dangerous. So there's no trace of them ever. Like,
yeah, there was one part on the Appalachian Trail. I truly cannot remember. It was somewhere in Virginia and I was hiking. I was by myself. No one was around me. I hadn't seen anybody for hours.
It's scary to me.
It was a thunderstorm. So it like kind of sucked. Like it always sucked when it was raining.
Yeah.
But whatever. And I had just got these new shoes and they had terrible traction. terrible, terrible traction. So I was like, whatever. I was just going to go with it and see if it got better. I don't know. So I was rolling with them, and I got to this one part, and instead of a trail, it was the side of the mountain, like bare ass rock. No trail to be seen. So you kind of had to like rock climb across this thing.
Oh my God.
And it was so slippery because I had these damn new shoes on. I remember I was just like hanging on for dear life in the middle of this rock wall, this flat rock. I was so scared.
And it was storming, like raining.
Had I fallen, nobody would have ever known. I would have been dead and nobody like could have ever known. My parents, like, I, you know, I could only talk to my mom every so often. Right. So
like, it would have just been like,
it would have been days.
Yeah. Like, we haven't heard from her. We have no idea when she was last seen. Yeah.
Nobody would have had my location.
Yeah.
They do make a lot of trackers, but I don't know.
You know, can I be real with you? I would look at your location on Snapchat and be like, where is she?
Yeah.
Because whenever, I feel like it was like you would get service like every once in a while.
So often.
Yeah. And so I would be like, where is she? Be like, oh, Georgia. Like, I would just look around because.
And you know, if I had fallen off of there, all my stuff would have been
with
gone.
You. Yeah. Like no trace of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean, when you're hiking, you have what's on your back.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go missing, so does everything else. Like there's no more like looking.
And it was cloudy. I was above the clouds. So like, I don't even know how far down it was. I don't know what it looked like. Like I couldn't see anything.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
But like, what a character development. What a character building thing. Like,
if I can do that, I can do most other things.
That's
so.
Exactly what I was thinking, because I definitely could not do that. And I would just get there and then turn around.
Yeah. But also, there was another missing woman in Zion National Park in Utah.
Mm.
This happened, I want to say, over last summer of 2020, maybe of 2019. She was found after 2 weeks of being missing, and she was found at...
Dead?
No, alive.
Mm.
But this is where it gets weird. So she was, like, all in a distraught state, you know, all torn up and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And she was found near a water source, only 600 feet away from the trail, which they had searched.
Mm.
And she has no recollection of, like, what happened to her, or well, one that is she's willing to admit.
2 weeks she was gone.
Yeah. And, the thing is you need to filter water out in, you know, nature. Mm-hmm. So therefore she would have been dead of dehydration,
right.
Or she would have gotten Giardia, which you basically shit your brains out until you're dead.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Wow. I wonder, see, that's another thing. That's like, what happened?
Yeah,
like there had to have been some sort of like something happened
all around here. Like I said, they had searched and over in Zion and stuff. There's not such tree cover as the Smoky Mountains. So I'm not going to say it's easier to find anybody, cause it's not,
but like aerial searches are clearer and stuff. Yeah.
And again, super popular area. So 2 weeks to go missing.
I mean, you'd really struggle to survive.
Yeah.
And something had to have happened. I wonder if she genuinely doesn't remember.
I know.
Because that's like what UFO abductions are. Like people just say they have no idea. They don't remember at all what happened.
Yeah.
They just like ended up somewhere. Like,
so.
And they had no idea how much time had passed.
And she.
That's freaky.
She also, the part like where she had gone missing was not where she was found.
Oh, that reminds me of this case of a kid. I almost like wrote it out to talk about. I don't remember his name and I don't remember the details, so nobody come for me. But pretty much what happened was he like went missing in one place and they searched the whole area, like a wide, wide, wide range, and they found nothing. And they were like, he's not here. Like there's nothing. And he was young. He was only like 2 years old. Mm-hmm. So like he was a small kid. They found nothing. And then like 18 months later, they found his shoe and his shirt in pristine condition at the tippy tippy top of a mountain that a 2 year old could not have gotten to by himself. But they were like, it couldn't have been an animal because everything was in perfect condition.
Right.
It couldn't have been like anything. The kid couldn't have gotten up here by himself. The clothes were in perfect condition. Like, we still don't know where the kid is, but we have his shoe and his shirt. Yeah. Like, how did that happen? And they had searched that area before. Like, they looked there and they didn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the next one, this is the case of Dior Coons. And this was what, like, the movie Missing 411 highlights. This case pisses me off because I feel like it's so fucking clear. Like, it literally is, like, start to finish, very obvious what happened to me. But a lot of people have different thoughts. So Dior Coons. This is a little confusing because Dior is the kid who went missing and his dad's name is also Dior. Okay. So I'm going to try to say like little Dior and like
Dior Jr.
Dior Jr.
Yep.
There she goes. Genius brain. And all the reason I ended at little Dior was because in all of the like documentary, like anything footage of them, they call him little man. Like he went by little man. So in my mind, I'm just like little Dior. So anyway, it's July 10th of 2015 and it's in Idaho and so Dior was on a camping like slash fishing trip. It was last minute. They just were like, let's go fishing and camping. It was Dior and then his mom, Jessica, his dad, Dior. And then Jessica's grandpa, who goes by many names. He goes by Grandpa. He goes by Bob. He goes by Robert. So every single time he's mentioned in anything, it's the same person. And it's really fucking annoying because everybody uses a different name. Like some people just straight up call him Grandpa. It's weird. I'm going to call him Bob. And then Bob's friend, Isaac Reinwand, who I'm just going to mention, I don't think it has anything to do with the case, but he has prior convictions of sex crimes. So like, not a great person, not somebody right. we like, but I don't think he had anything to do with Dior's disappearance. So they were hiking, they were camping. They had just gotten there and then Isaac came back to the trailer and he was like, hey guys, I just caught some big ass fish. And Jessica and Dior were like, no way, like, I don't believe you, show us where you got the fish. So then Isaac and Jessica and Dior started walking towards, like away from their campsite towards where the water was. And then back at the campsite was still the grandpa. And then Dior Jr., I always just want to call him little Dior. Dior Jr. started walking behind Jessica, Dior, and Isaac, like walking okay. with them to the pond. And they were like,
last in line though.
Yeah. And so they turned around and they were like, do you want to come with us or do you want to go back to camp with grandpa? And then Dior turned around and went back to the camp with grandpa. That was the last time anybody ever saw Dior. So then while Jessica and Dior, Big Dior, are at the
Daddy Dior
are at the, I was thinking the same thing. I'm glad you said it. Jessica and Daddy Dior are at the lake and they're like, oh, little Dior would love this. Dior Jr. is going to fucking eat this shit up. There's minnows, there's little bugs, there's everything. They're like, he's going to love this. So they walk back to the campsite to get him and they're like, Bob, where's Dior? Bob's like, he's right there. He's nowhere. So they start freaking out like anybody would. They run all around. They're like, I don't see him. I don't see him anywhere. And then Dior, Daddy Dior, is like driving the truck around, like all around the campsite. It was kind of in the middle of nowhere. So he was driving like up towards more like town more and like just looking all around, yelling Dior's name, like trying to find him. They got nothing. And then Jessica ended up calling the police.
What's the address of your emergency?
I'm actually camping in Leadworth, just outside of Leadworth.
Uh-huh.
My 2-year-old son, we can't find him.
How long has he been missing?
About an hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
Are you by water?
Yes.
Do you know which campground you're in?
It's Stone Reservoir, Timber Creek.
Stone Reservoir?
Yeah, or Timber Creek.
Hold on. We need search and rescue. Jessica? Jessica?
Yeah?
What's your son's name? Okay, what is he wearing?
He was wearing cowboy boots, a blue pair, like pajama pants, and a camel jacket. And he's got shaggy blonde hair.
Is your husband calling too?
Like, all down where we were camping at, and we can't find him at all.
Okay, we need you to stay within cell service. We've got people going on the way.
Thank you.
So a lot of people didn't like that 911 call because they were like, that bitch was way too calm. Like a lot of people just thought she didn't sound worried. She was just like, hey, my son's missing. Like it's been an hour since we've seen him last. Like we waited a whole hour to call you guys. And can somebody come help us? And I don't know. I feel like you can't judge people for the way they're talking. Like she might have been like knowing that she was going in and out of service and like just wanted to be like as clear as possible. And then a lot of people also ended up coming forward, like her husband and a lot of her friends and her family were like, that's just how she is. She's very calm and like mellow. And that's just how she is when she talks. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just like any situation, that's always how she's going to be. So from there, there was like a message. Oh, I do want to say, like Jessica said in the 911 call, he was wearing camo. Like, he was wearing camo boots. He was wearing camo jackets. He was wearing like camo everything. And so
he was 2.
And he was 2 years old. So that would be really difficult to find in the thick woods. But there was a massive search, like many, many massive searches for Dior. There was people that went like on foot. There was people on horseback. There was ATVs. There was helicopters. There was dogs. But they found absolutely nothing. And a lot of people are like suspicious of everybody that was there. Like, there's a lot of people that think everybody was involved. There's a lot of people that point fingers at like different people that were there. The parents have both come forward. There's been a big battle, but they've both come forward and been like, it wasn't us. Like, we're innocent. We don't know what happened to Dior. The other guy, Isaac, who was just there, like, who, they didn't really know Isaac. But he was like, no, I had nothing to do with it. And he like passed and he wasn't really a suspect. The grandpa, everybody was like, who knows? Like, maybe the grandpa just looked away for a second and didn't see him. But it's not even confirmed that the grandpa knew that Dior was supposed to be with him. Like, Dior turned around when they were walking to the creek. So, like, he could have never made it to Bob. He could have never made it to the grandpa because, like, he could have, like, turned and gone the wrong way. Or, like, he's 2 years old. Like, he could have, like, thought, like, oh, I'm going to turn around back around it because I want to go be with my mom and dad. And then not seeing them and then just walked up into the woods. Like, he could have never gotten to the grandpa. So that's what a lot of people think too. But the parents like changed their stories a lot. They've both like gotten divorced. Like, they're actually never married. They weren't married during this, but they broke up and they've like remarried to other people. But still they like stand by each other. I mean, like, no, they didn't, like, neither of us had anything to do with it, but they change their stories all the time. And they have failed lie detector tests. But like I said, I don't fucking like lie detector tests because if you have anxiety, you're not going to pass. Like, if you're nervous about anything, you're not going to pass because it's just how they work. Like, it just looks at your heart rate. Like, my heart rate's always fast because I'm always anxious. Like, it doesn't work for some people. The only thing that is kind of shady though is that they said, like, they came forward and I think in the Missing 411 movie, they were like, our polygraphs were inconclusive, when actually they straight up just failed. Like, it wasn't inconclusive. They just didn't. They failed. But they also looked suspicious because they weren't in the media at all after Dior went missing. Like, they didn't really, like, try to get a lot of attention for him and stuff. And they claim it's because they just didn't want people to be, like, analyzing their every move and thinking, like, they were guilty. They just wanted the attention to be on Dior, which I understand. But at some point, you also have to be like, hey, I'm a part of this, too. Like, I'm looking for my kid. Like, you have to find the balance.
Yeah.
Because I get not wanting to come across shady or, like, come across weird or, like, have the attention off your kid. We also have to, like, realize that your kid is missing and you need to help.
Raise awareness.
Yeah. Like, this goes on you, too. So they actually hired a private investigator.
Interesting.
Yeah. They've actually hired 2 private investigators. And both of the private investigators have said that they are suspicious and they think that they're hiding something.
The parents?
Mm-hmm. Both of the private investigators. So the first one they fire when he says that. And then the second one, they sue. And this private investigator pretty much is just like, we think you guys are hiding something. I don't think it's really sinister. I don't think you murdered your son. I think there was an accident and then you covered it up and now you're just lying to us. Like, they just think they're covering something up. So then Jessica and Dior, before they split up, they had gotten evicted from their apartment that they lived in. So then the police were able to go in and search the apartment, and guess what they found? Dior's camo jacket that he was supposedly wearing when he went missing. So it was really weird that they had that. Yeah. They also had some toys that were apparently with him when he went missing. So it was like, why do you have those? Why didn't we know before that you had those? Why did they say that they were with him? But that wasn't enough to arrest them. Like, nothing really came from that because there was nothing they could do about it. The parents ended up suing the most recent PI on the case. His name was Philip, and they lost. And, like, they were like, sorry, but we all think you're shady as fuck. Like, everybody in the situation pretty much thinks the parents are shady. Philip, in October of 2019, after he won the case against them, he was like, we still think that Dior and Jessica are not only persons of interest, but we think they're suspects and we think they're suspicious as fuck and we think they're hiding something. They said that, like, both of them have tried to just, like, smear the whole firm as, like, doing poor investigative work when really their work just leads back to them being suspicious. Mm-hmm. Like, they just don't like the answer that they're coming up with. And the firm is just kind of like, no, you're just not cooperating with us. Like, you're changing your stories. You're not being honest. Like, you're not telling us what's going on. So we can't do the right kind of investigating because you're not giving us the right kind of work. And they also claim that Jessica and Dior lied about their polygraphs because they said they were inconclusive and they actually failed. And they were like, you guys need to just, like, step up. And this is a fiasco. You need to just tell us the truth of what was going on because this is messy. Like, there's a missing kid out there. Like, that nobody knows what happened to, and we feel like we've lost that, like, route. Like, at this point, you're just lying to us, and we just need to remind the world that, like, there's a missing child that we need to find, mm-hmm. and that these parents need to be honest with us. But to me, in my honest and humble opinion, I really just think he walked off.
Well, how can they be sure it's not a different camo jacket?
That's a good point. You know, I don't know. Because I only read that on one source. It was the FBI, but it was like, you know, they weren't very descriptive.
And, like,
that's a good point.
It doesn't have to be the same. And even if it was the same, maybe he had two of them. That's not that odd.
Yeah, that is a good point. So. I know. I want to believe that the parents aren't suspicious, like, because that would fucking suck. Like, that's literally the worst thing that can happen to you is yeah. one of your kids go missing. Especially when the whole world is blaming you. I probably wouldn't be public either. Like, I would be like, no. Like, I just wouldn't want to deal with all the public image. Like, I would rather just let the police investigate. However, the way they change their stories and they lie a lot, why? Like, what are you lying about? And another thing is, it wasn't that long ago. It was 2015. So it's not like they're misremembering because right. it was decades ago or anything. Like, it wasn't that long ago. So something about them does just seem off to me.
Maybe, like, I like the accident theory. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe he drowned and they didn't want to be charged. Because if he wandered off and drowned, he would have been found. Because I'm sure they searched. Well, I looked up the park that they were in. Mm-hmm. And it is, like, a giant reservoir.
Yeah, there was a lot of water nearby. Because, like they were fishing. So yeah. It was pretty much water everywhere.
But I'm sure they had very thorough searches of the water.
Yeah, but that's the other thing, too, is, like, water is deep. Like, there's a lot of water is plentiful. Like, yeah. there's a lot of it there that maybe
could've been eaten by something by the time they found him.
Yeah, the only thing that's weird is, like, no trace of anything. Like,
yeah, fish wouldn't eat clothes.
I don't think they could digest that.
Yeah.
And, like, neither could animals. So, once again, just a weird thing. But also, his clothes were camouflage. Like, they're difficult to find. It's weird that nobody picked up a scent. But, like, I don't know the weather conditions. Like we said, though, it's very on and off in the parks. Like, it could have poured down rain and messed with the investigation. Like,
and I also looked it up. In Idaho, there are 7 national parks.
It's a lot of potatoes.
Yeah. So a lot of freaking potatoes. And then where they were at was in a place called the Curlew Grassland. So they were in a big area to begin with.
Yeah. And it was very, like, they went pretty much to a dead end. Like, their campground was at a dead end.
And there's also mountains nearby. Mm-hmm. So camouflage doesn't really work on the mountains, but
still,
it does something.
And 2-year-old's clothes, like, are teeny tiny.
Yeah.
A 2-year-old is teeny tiny.
And also, it's near a highway.
Oh.
Well, I don't know how close because I just looked it up on Google Maps.
I did read a hit and run theory on Reddit, like, deep, deep, deep in Reddit. I read a hit and run theory and then somebody just, like, took him and buried him and was like, fuck, like, what do I do? But I don't think that happens. I feel like if somebody hit a child, you're like, oh my God, I just hit a child. Like,
I don't know. There's fucked up people.
There are fucked up people, but
you gotta think there's people that, you know, I mean, just, like, look around at, like, the shit people do, so.
No, but, like, I don't know. And the whole theory was pretty much like...
Or what if kidnapping? What if he went to the highway because
he heard sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And somebody found him and kidnapped him.
Yeah. That's another thing, too. Or, like, he was just, like, walking and people saw him and were like, what are you doing? Like, where are you? Like, who are you?
And maybe the parents are changing their story because maybe they were intoxicated of sorts.
Yeah. And I also don't know, like, how... Because two-year-olds, I feel like, can be very... like developed and can talk, and they could also not.
Yeah.
I don't know where he was at. I don't know if he was like, if he knew his name, if he could talk, if he could make sentences,
right?
Or if he was just like fucking out there, lost, had nothing, couldn't make words, couldn't talk. Like, I don't know.
And to think that he could barely walk. So to walk through woods.
And his shoes were too big on him.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So they either fell off and he was barefoot, which makes it harder, or they were so big that it made it harder to walk to begin with.
Right. So, like, I don't know. To me, it's, like, just so clearly that...
You know, like, I fall in the woods.
Yeah.
So...
Like, a two-year-old with big-ass shoes on is gonna tumble. Like, two-year-olds fall when they're... walking.
Yeah, on like the normal floor.
Yeah, God, kids are so annoying. Anyway, he probably did just wander. Like, he probably... I think the grandpa died, but I do want to, like... I want to ask him. I just want to be like, did you ever actually see him? Like, did he ever actually make it back to you? Because I don't think he did.
But still, shame on the parents for allowing their two-year-old to roam off and...
To go back without actually making sure he got back.
Yeah.
I know. I think the same thing. And they got a lot of shit for that, too.
Because they should.
Yeah. Because people were like, walk with your kid back to where, like, you know
he's safe. It obviously wasn't that far.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People got... They got a lot of shit. The parents, like, pretty much are still... Like, they still are the main suspects. And people... It's like a Casey Anthony type thing, except on a smaller scale. Like, everybody's like, yeah, they definitely had something to do with it. But we just don't know what... Like, we have no idea what happened and we have nothing to go off of. So, it's really draining, but we're going to take one last smoke break. Casey, do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, so we watched that YouTube video earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And
there will be a link to it.
Yeah, okay. And it said, it had that map of the U.S. Mm-hmm. with all the dots of the hotspots where people went missing.
And the clusters, yeah.
A lot of them were, one, along the Appalachian Trail, but two, they're in popular places, obviously, but almost all national park areas or national forests.
I wonder, and the National Park Service, for some reason, doesn't talk about it. Like, I get that it's bad PR, but it's worse to just not address it. I wonder if it's, like, ooh, now we'll get deep conspiracy. Is it the government in the national parks because they own the land? Do they have some shit back in there?
I don't know. And they don't, I mean, don't be fooled. They make a lot of money.
Right.
So... You have to pay to get into most national parks.
Yeah, you do. And, like, do anything in the national park. And, like, it's more expensive to camp in a park and everything. Yeah. It's just shady. It's suspicious stuff. But I still... I think I stand by my thought that I don't think that there's feral people.
I think there's feral people.
I think there's probably, like, undocumented, like, differently civilized people living. And, like, native people living in the woods. But I don't think... I think they're cannibalistic people. I think they're probably fine and we should just leave them alone.
Yeah. And again, especially in the Smoky Mountain area, or I don't know, I guess in most national parks, there's a lot of things to eat other than other humans.
Right. That's what I was saying. Like, that's cannibalism is usually a last resort and or like even like hunting for people.
Like in the Smoky Mountains, they have.
There's
like,
so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you can make a living out there. Yeah. I don't know. I just, I get because the conspiracy was fun. It was fun to read about. It really was. And like hearing what people think like happens in the national parks and stuff. Like people are interesting. Our brains can come up with a lot, but I still just don't think it's harmless. I think it's harmless I think everything's fine.
Yeah, I wouldn't stop this from... I wouldn't let this stop me from...
Me either. And if I ever met one, I would be like, hi, hope you're okay, bye. Like, yeah. Keep doing you. This isn't my business. Bye-bye. Like, why don't we just... What if the world just kept being like that? That's just for a different podcast. Thank you for coming on, Casey.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I love you so much. This was so fun.
I am your biggest fan.
I'm so just honored that you're here with me. I hope you liked today's episode. You guys are going to have to let me know what you think about the whole guest format thing. Please seriously give me input because this is my first time doing it too. And I want to know what you guys think. So yeah. And while you're doing that, you can just follow the podcast on social media, you know, the norms, the huge. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. I hope everybody has some good things going on. And I will be back next week. Bye.